Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Many of Jesus' disciples who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the one who would believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted to me to him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord. In the very beginnings of Jesus' public ministry, the amount of people that began to follow him and listen to his words and be enthralled by them grew exponentially. But at first, all he shared with them was the immense hope and love of God. But as he moved closer to Jerusalem, as he moved closer to the fulfillment of his mission, he began to take it a bit deeper, to give people not only instruction, but examples of how his presence was going to continue in the world long after he died, rose, and ascended. And this particular gospel comes immediately after Jesus reminded them of the need to eat his flesh and drink his blood. And for many who heard that, that was a step too far, because they had not yet understood that he was going to give his life fully over to us through the breaking of bread and the sharing of the cup of life. The Last Supper hadn't happened yet, and all of the information and even hindsight wasn't there yet. And they heard this, and it was way too shocking for many. So the folks that were initially enthralled with his teaching began to move away. They left. They couldn't quite follow him all the way to the cross. And it was only those that were closest to him that hung on, that had begun to realize, "You have the words of eternal life." And they stayed nearby. Well, it would be wrong for us to look at those who faded away with some kind of smug superiority. Because guess what, folks? You and I, and particularly me, have times in life where his teaching is too hard, where I don't want to accept it. I might intellectually say that's the right thing to do, but in every action and every move I make, I say I don't want to. Those times where he asks me to forgive multiple times, and I don't want to do it. I'm too angry, I'm too upset,
or I'm too hurt. Those times where he asks me to give fully of myself, to be generous. And instead, I want to protect for myself. I want to be stingy, if you will. His teaching's too hard. Those times he asked me to give fully of myself, as he did for you and I. And I say, no, I don't want to do it. It's too difficult. It's too much of a struggle. It's just too plain hard. Well, in each of those examples, I'm doing exactly what those people did that began to fall away and walk away from him. I'm doing the same thing. But just like for those folks and for us, Jesus knows we're going to turn away at times. He knows we're going to screw up. He knows we're going to sin. And he is constantly willing to take us back, to forgive us, to heal us, to call us back to himself.